has joined.
You're the first to arrive, Malka. I'll start in another minute.
Has joined.
Good morning.
Gabriella.
Has joined.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Has joined.
So we will begin with the Lashem Yichud. Lashem Yichud Kudshabri Hu Ishkinte Bitkilu Urchimu Udkilu Udkilu Urchimu Liakta Lashem Yudhe Bavate Yehuda Shalim Bashem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La Sok Torah Mitzvah Vayehino Amadunai Elohino Elena Maseya Denu Kunane Elena Maseya Denu Kunane Hu. Today we are studying.
Has joined.
Of Parashat Tzav. It begins at Leviticus chapter 8, verse 1, and completes at verse 13. Total of 13 verses, and we know the number
has
13
joined.
Relates. The number 13 relates to the word Echad, which means oneness. Verse 1. Vaydaber Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yohe Dawanu Heyo El Moshe Lemor Kach et Acharon V'et Banav Ito V'et Habergadim V'et Shemen Hamishcha ve'et par hachatat ve'et shene ha'elim ve'et sol ha'matzot ve'et kol ha'eda ha'chel el petah ohel moed vaya'as Moshe Ka'asher tziwa Adonai Yohe wahe Adanu yo Yohe dawanu heyo Oto Watikahel haeda El petah Ohel moed Wayomer Moshe el haeda Ze hadavar asher tziwa Adonai yohe wahe Adanu yo yo ahe dawanu heyo Lasot wayachrev Moshe tacharon Wiet banav yirchatz otam bamaim Vayiten alav et haketonet Vayach zobor oto bavnes Vayelbesh oto et ham eil Vayiten alav et haifot Vayach gor oto becheshev Ha'efod v'yefod lo bo. We have reached the center of the Torah in the number of verses. Whenever you connect to the energy of center, you're connecting to the center column of the Tree of Life. You're connecting to balance in your life. So we will take a moment to meditate on this word bow, which has a gematria of 8. Why eight? Because eight is one above the physical world of seven. This is how we are connecting to the central column, the balance in our lives. Verse 8. Vayasem alav et hachoshen, vayiten el hachoshen, et haurim v'et hatumim, vayasem et hamitzdefet, al rosho vayasem al hamitzdefet, el mul panav et tzitz hazahav nezer hakodesh ka'asher tziwa Adonai yohewahe adanu yo yohahe dawanu heyo et Moshe wa'ikach Moshe et shemen Hamishka Vaimsha Ed Hamishkan Wiet Kola Sherbo Waika De Shotam Wayazmi Menu Al Hamizbea Shevape Amim Vaimsha Ed Hamizbea Viet kol keilav, viet hakiyor, viet pakano lekad sham, vayitzok mishemen, hamishcha al rosh acharon, vayimsha oto lekad sho. Vayikre Moshe et b'nei Acharon vayelbis shem utanot vayachbor otam avnet vayachavosh lahem migbaot ka'asher tziwa Adonai yohewahe Adanu yo yo aheda wanu heyo et Moshe. That's the completion of the Hebrew reading. Let us begin the English translation with verse 1 of chapter 8. And Hashem spoke to Moses, saying, take Aaron and his sons with him, and the garments, and the anointing oil, and the sin offering, bull, and the two rams, and the basket of unleavened bread. And assemble the entire community at the entrance of the tent of meeting at the Ohel Moed. And Moses did as Hashem had commanded him. And the community assembled at the entrance of the Ohel Moed. And Moses said to the community, this is the thing Hashem has commanded to do. And Moses brought Aaron and his sons forward and bathed them in water. And he placed the tunic upon him and girded him with the sash, clothed him with the robe, placed the ephod upon him, girded him with the band of the ephod, and adorned him with it. And he placed the choshen upon him, and he inserted into the choshen the Urim and the Vituvim. And he placed the cap on his head, and he placed on the cap towards his face the golden showplate, the holy crown, as the Lord, as Hashem had commanded Moses. And Moses took the anointing oil and anointed the sanctuary and everything in it, and sanctified them. And he sprinkled from it upon the altar seven times. And he anointed the altar and all its vessels, and the washstand in its base to sanctify them. And he poured some of the anointing oil upon Aaron's head, and he anointed him to sanctify him. And Moses brought Aaron's sons forward and clothed them with tunics, girded them with sashes, and bound them up with high hats, as Hashem had commanded Moses. That's the completion of the English translation. Does anybody have any questions? Since we've completed the Perek Shirah, if you'll go to the Unique Astrological Times link, and I find it easier to find what I'm looking for by doing a find on for Kabbalah. I'm getting a temperamental computer this morning, so I'm running slow in this process. But I want to give you the chance to find out where we're going to be reading. There are eight. If you look for the third of the eight times that the Kabbalah is on the Unique Astrological Times landing page, you'll find the third item is titled Sefaria Kabbalah Menu. If you open that, you have a number of different items, and the one we're going to do today where did I find that? In the lower section, it says other Kabbalah works. The first row of those items, the middle one is Biur Eser Sefirot. That's what we will be studying today. Section 1, paragraph 1. Im Yishal HaShoel Mi kare chinu chini le'amin shesh le'olamin hag. If one should ask, what should make me believe that there is a ruler of the world? I think that's a question that we've all asked at one time or another. We've all found our own answers. Paragraph 2 is rather long. we have the time this morning. Teshuva kimo shi efshar lispina bila kevavaranit kach I efshar leolam belo min hig vehamanachig ahu ein so lekavodo uldevaro Ganin shekatuv lekol takla reati ketzrachava mitzvotecha meod uktiv ki et kol maasa haElohim yavo b'mashpat al kol ne'alam im tov im ra u'ma shehu ne'olam ein ketz yitakalit v'ein lo heker v'ein chotz mimenu v'hachmi ha'machakar modaim b'zeh ha'davar she'ein so v'ein heker v'ein gilvul le'olad kol ha'olot v'savar ha'savot v'da'erech ha'manahig ano ro'im ki so kol ma'ase na'alam Bakor hoker ka'anan shekatu mivali asher lo imsa ha'adam et ha'ma'ase asher asa ha'elohim merosh liyod so liyod kiti v'gamim yomar ha'chakam L'da'at lo yokel l'matzave V'al ze hazahir hakatu pen yesh Pekamish o isha o mishpacha o shevat v'gomer Ukti v'hata barcha V'ilvavo le'amar Shalom yihye li ki b'shari rot. Levi ele kilo mar shalo. Ma'amen. B'sham uva madotin af ki yomim. Ba'on so ein sof v'yamashif. Mimanu ko achliat mo shelo hakoho shel shamu fi shehu kofe b'shem ne'emar bo umacha Hashem et shemo kedi l'vadavid lo kemato b'hamamen b'shem yiti Yamin ki yesh le'olam anahi v'hama'amit v'ein sof anu ma'amen ki yesh le'olam min chig'ah avmar ki ha'olam ha'shefel mekarahi shena'amar Bo im tal ko ami bakari uktiv ahalachati ani amchem bakari ha omer shehakom ach mekara u holachim amo bakari hu shena amar behelkatem Ami v'kiri, v'halkati amchem, v'chamat kari v'gomer, k'lomer l'kari. kol echad ve echad modedim lo kimadato va oto chefet uva oto garich shehu betakayim bo. Answer. Like it's impossible for a ship to not have a captain, so it's impossible for the world to not have a ruler. And the ruler is the infinite one for God's honor and God's word, as the matter is written. I have seen an end to every purpose, but thy commandment to exceeding is exceedingly broad. And it is written that Hashem will call every creature to account for everything unknown, be it good or bad. And what is this that is hidden without end or beginning, and without detail and without anything outside of it? And the sages of the investigation agree that this is a thing without end and without detail and without border, the cause of all causes, and the reason behind all reasons. And the way of the ruler that we have seen is without end, and all of God's actions are hidden from one who investigates the issue. As it is written, Hashem has set the world in their heart, yet so that man cannot find out the work that Hashem has done from the beginning even to the end. And it's also written, though a wise man thinks to know it, yet shall he not be able to find it. And about this the text cautions, lest there be among you man or woman or family or tribe. And it is written that he bless himself in his heart, saying, I shall have peace, though I walk in the stubbornness of my heart. That is to say that there's no believer in name and an image except for he that believes in the infinite and draws from Hashem strength for himself. And he doesn't do so through the virtue of name. And regarding one who has denied the name, it is written, and in him Hashem protests God's name in order to contend with him and his image. And the one that believes in Hashem will believe that there is a ruler of the world, and the believer in the infinite. But the one who doesn't believe that there is a ruler of the world, but instead says that the world is degraded and happened by chance, about him it is written, if you walk contrary to me, and it's written, then I will walk contrary to you in fury. That is to say that each and every person is measured by Hashem in the same measure of desire, and in him is the path which is established for him. This is a paragraph that requires discussion. Did he answer the question? His answer is, because a ship needs a captain, there has to be God. Does that make sense to you? Does a ship need a captain? The ship will float, will go its own course if there is no captain. The people on the ship will argue about which direction. Ultimately, the ship will flounder. Ultimately, it will move here and there and back and forth and all about, because the people will say, I want to go there, or I want to go to the other place. And they will find a way of resolving that conflict, whether it's the strongest that will become the preeminent one, or whether it's the most logical, or whether it's the one who has the most charisma so that he can gain the majority rule. But in any case, no captain will devolve into a captain, or it will arise into a captain. It's up to you whether it's devolution or evolution. But a captain must be. So that answers the question, except to those who are not interested in finding truth. Because I don't want to believe in God, Chas v'Shalom. I don't have to accept that the ship needs a captain. And why does a ship which is built by man require a captain? How does that apply that Hashem is the ruler? It's a metaphor. The ship is a metaphor, but does I have to accept the metaphor? That Hashem has given us free will. So we constantly work towards this. There are many other aspects to this paragraph that we can accept, or we can say, no, I don't agree with that. That's what free will is all about. Evaluating the truth of statements. Was there anything in this paragraph that you felt was not truthful? For me, I did not find anything that was without truth. But that's me. Each of you have your own answer to the question. How do you prove God to yourself? And ultimately, no one can prove God to anyone else. That's essentially what this paragraph is saying. I'm just going to read the question that is in section 2. Im Yisha'el Sho'el Mi Yikaracheni Leha'amin Ve'en Sof. If one should ask, what should compel me to believe in the En Sof? That's for another day, another class. Does anyone have any questions or comments or thoughts that they would like to express? Eventually, we will find out the meaning of the word Be'ur. Esser Sefirot, we know, is the 10 Sefirot. We have to find out what Be'ur means. In a half hour, we will do our ritual from the Ari for the 11th day of Nisan, which connects to the month of Shvat. After that, we have three classes, one at 11 a.m. West Coast time. And that on Wednesday is a class of Musar, ethical training, ethical teachings. 4:30 is a class on Deep Zohar. I think we had a very interesting class yesterday just for one verse, one pasuk. And at 7 p.m., all of these times that I've mentioned are West Coast times. 7 p.m. this evening, we will have questions and answers. I remind you that tomorrow night, we need to search for the chametz. Then Friday morning, we need to burn the chametz, which we will do as a community in both cases. The searching will not be ultimately the searching for the chametz, the physical action of searching for the chametz, we will not do together. But there are words to say upon completing the search, and that we will say as a community in our evening class. Does anybody have any questions? Shalom Gadol to everyone. Have a beautiful day.
Shalom Gadol. Thank you.
Shalom Gadol. Thank you.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom to all of you. Shalom Gadol.